Zakta Mishnah Baita Masechtas Bava Basra, Perik Beis, Mishnah Yud. Marchikin, you have to distance. Es Hamishra. Mishra is a place where they soak flax. It's a special pool. You put the flax in, it soaks over there. But that doesn't mix very well with vegetable patches. Nearby vegetable patches get ruined from this, and therefore you have to separate it. Marchikin, you have to separate Es Hamishra, the soaking flax min hayarek, from vegetable patches, ves hakrishim. Krishim is a kind of plant, it's called cress, and that has to be separated min apsalim, from your neighbor's onions. Ves hachardol. Chardol is really mustard seeds, and you have to separate that min advoyim, from your neighbor's bees. That's because, according to the Tanakhama, it'll cause damage to the honey. The bees are going to eat from these mustard plants, and therefore the honey that's going to come out of them is going to be like mustard tasting, sharp, bitter. Mustard and honey don't go together. Rabbi Yossi matir b'chardol. Rabbi Yossi says it's okay to plant mustard near bees. See, Rabbi Yossi holds that it's true. When the bees eat the mustard, their honey doesn't taste good. But you have to realize the owner of the mustard says, yeah, but your bees are eating my mustard seeds. So just like he can say to me, I should keep my mustard away from his bees, I can say, keep your bees away from my mustard. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. So again, we learned in our Mishnah, you have to separate soaking flax from vegetable patches. Now, actually what happens is, the water in which the flax is soaked doesn't get a very good smell. It seeps into the ground, and the vegetables that are growing in the nearby patch are drawing energy from the ground. So the foul flax-soaking water has an effect on those vegetables. With that matter, you have to distance the cretion from the petzalim because the Rambam explains it causes the onions to lose their sharp taste. And if you plant mustard near a beehive, we already explained the bees help themselves to the mustard and you can taste it in the honey. Rabbi Yossi says that in this case, each one is like doing damage to the other. It's true, the honey is not going to taste as good. But on the other hand, the owner of the mustard says, your bees are eating up my mustard. So it's not like one person is doing the damage. The owner of the mustard can say, don't tell me to separate my mustard from your bees, separate your bees from my mustard. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Now, one of the main chidushim of the Mishnah is, even though the damage doesn't happen right away, when I have a pool where I soak my flax, which you have to do if you want to turn it into linen, so it's true, the water soaks into the earth, it affects the vegetable patch, but only after a long period of time. It's not like the day I put in my flax, you can already taste there's something wrong with the tomato next door. So the chiddush of the Mishnah, that even though these damages take place only after a period of time, but I'm still mechuyev to make sure it shouldn't happen. Now how far do you have to distance it? It doesn't say over here 50 amos. So the Mefarshim explained that here it's Pashit, you have to analyze how far do you have to separate these things so that it doesn't have a negative effect on your neighbor. That's the distance that you have to stay away from.